Okay, bye. Okay. Nishmas Avi Mor Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas. Nishmas Daniel Shein and Vas Yeshua Falak. I apologize, we're having trouble with our camera here today. So if you can't see me, I apologize. Okay. We have packet Chaf Aleph in front of you.
What's the title?
It's In Yoni Pikuach Nevesh Chaf Aleph. In your people, the ghost is Vachol Shanot Olamos.
And does it have like a cover title?
Sefer Ramas Rachel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah? Does everyone have it in front of them?
Yeah, it's the chat.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, I'm sorry my somehow the camera isn't working today. But if your camera's working, please put it on so at least I can see you. Okay. So we've discussed the question of the Ramo of Goses, of saving a Goses' life, and Chayeshah, and we discussed the Machlokes between the Beis Yaakov and the Shvus Yaakov about and we said that the on page 4 we said Elam Shematzidim Shud Beis Yaakov Shenishal Mamish Kishil Aseidim Chalim Is HaShabbos Avor Goses, and he was of the opinion that you don't Mechal Shabbos for Goses. Sfirlei sorry, the aim mechalin al goses as a Shabbos. Goses. So he says, what's the difference, Baba? But isn't there a concept of Chai Shah? The mechal Shabbos for Chai Shah. Right, if you see somebody who's under the rubbish, we're Michal Shabbos. So why aren't we Michal Shabbos for Goses? And it's Miut is Chai. So the Beis Yaakov says the difference is for who the mocha marutz atzika shaper time mishum dechoshim l'chai shah. But begosis ikal fomim reyesa im osol arefua al yidei chai shah shem akvin yisiyas hanefesh. Shem mutu limno min agosis dover hamakev yitzias hanefesh. Havagav da osol karv misaso. Yikin yasol arefua yovo reyesul akiv yitzias hanefesh. So he says that if a person has Chai Shah, so it means he's not shutting down now. He has Chai Shah, you could keep him going, and you should do Michal Shabbos, but if a person is a Goses, so he is in the throngs of death. So maybe over there, there's no concept of Chai Shah, and Fakert, you should let him die. You shouldn't be ma'akev yitzias. In other words, there's a concept of that a person's still alive, even though he's chayei shah, and he's not dying. He's not dying. So b'meila, he could he's mechal Shabbos for him. But according to the Beis Yaakov, once he's a goses and he's shutting down, so the Beis Yaakov sheet is that that you shouldn't do anything to stop the Misa from happening. That's the opinion of the Reis Yaakov. So he says, V'yotzei lanu l'fi zeh halacha b'chudeshes. Again, page 4, the arrow on the right side. Shelo rak she'ein l'chala as ha-shabbos avor chayi shoshal goses. Not only you shouldn't be mechal Shabbos for chayi shoshal goses, v'chein lo rak she'ein m'chiyuv gam b'chol asos ma'amatzim la'mashochetz chayi shoshal elo kam sos di yisur ike b'kach. He says that there could be an isser, according to the Beis Yaakov, to stop the Misa from happening. In other words, if he's a person, he's a cancer patient, and he's going to live another 5 months or so, you mechal Shabbos for him, because he's not holding by the throngs of death. But when he's holding by the throngs of death, so you can't kill him, right, because he's still alive, but you don't have to be ma'akev the Yitzias HaNefesh, and anything, it would be usur to do so. So according to the Beis Yaakov, that he shouldn't do anything to prolong the life. Okay, that's the Beis Yaakov. But the Shvus Yaakov, of the two lines from the bottom, disagrees when he says, not that Goses still has still Chai Shav Goses. And it's no different than any other case of Chai Shav. So this is like a fundamental question here. In other words, do we say that the Stipler made a thing that he used to think you always have to prolong life until he saw this Ramah about the chopping of the wood. But the Ramah of the chopping of the wood, according to the Beis Yaakov, doesn't really show anything because it's talking about a gosis, like Rabbi Baichel, he says. Now the other question is, do you say like the Beis Yaakov or not? So that's, according to the Shvus Yaakov, you still metapel with the Goses, even though it's going to be a question of Chai Shah. You can get him to live 2 more days, you should. And the Beis Yaakov says, no, there's no point in that. Not even there's no point. It's us to do. But you have to, you have to be revired that Takya, he's a Goses. But that's... So that's the question, if you're going to paskin like the Shvus Yaakov, or you're going to paskin like the Beis Yaakov. So the Tzitz Eliezer holds not like the Beis Yaakov. He says, I'll call upon him on page 5 on the right. I'll call upon him chazini shakola poskim hanal muchadim b'dei achas the low kebeis Yaakov. So he says that he thinks that the mainstream sheet is not like the Beis Yaakov. And therefore, there's a chai shah for everybody. And therefore, you should... You should prolong everyone's life, and there's no such thing. The Beis Yaakov has a very interesting approach. So that's what he says. In the end, he writes. What? What, Rav Harari? Who the Beis? What the Beis Yaakov?
Yeah, Yeah.
Meaning what?
Yeah, the din kaisis. So din kaisis, you don't.
Right, but goises is kachai, but it's a little bit. Yeah, goises is kachai. You can't kill a goises. You chay mis if you kill a goises. So that's the question. In other words, Beis Yaakov has this interesting idea that you have a person who's technically alive, and if you would kill him, you'd chay mis is bezdin. Not like a treif, you'd chay mis is bezdin. And yet he's saying that there's no chiyuv hatzala on him. And there's no chiyuv of there's no din of chai shah on him, and the Tzitz Eliezer holds that it's so even usher. The Tzitz Eliezer holds that it's even usher to
halachic din of a goyis. That's the halachic din of a goyis.
Yeah, that's a halachic din of a goyis. Yeah, in Echanami. But the Shvus Yaakov says no. There's a din of chai shah of everybody. But then he writes on Vav, on page 5, at the bottom right. Sheroim shagoses sovel b'harbe, u'msarech zman misaso, u'isi b'seif ha'pachay Yitzchak, shakosev nochen l'spalo v'misaso. Right, so that's the Pachas Yitzchak, that's the Yitzchak Lebranti. There's a famous encyclopedic work, not to be confused with the Pachas Yitzchak of Rav Huttner. This precedes Rav Huttner by many. Page 21. So then you should daven that he should die, like the Ran says. He has a nusach atfila, the base, the Pachad Yitzchak. About dying, or praying for somebody's death. I mean, the Rishonim speak about that. But again, that doesn't mean that, you know, as we'll see, Rav Shlomo Zalman points out, that doesn't mean that you can't save his life. In other words, what you're davening at, what you're doing, can be two separate things. You still might have a chiyuv to prolong his life, even. And at the same hand, you could be davening that Hashem should take away his pain. If you take a look now, there are others that told Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has on page 6-7. He writes here.
One time that's Rav Simon.
Yes.
That would.
Yes. I can't hear you.
Is that applicable for weekdays also? Is that applicable weekdays also, or just?
Yeah, you mean, is it a tefillah only for Shabbos? You say?
He's a goy. He said you can't be mechal Shabbos. Right?
Well, no. If you hold like the Beis Yaakov holds, you can't mechal Shabbos. But Tosfos and Nida says you are mechal Shabbos, and the Shvus Yaakov says you are mechal Shabbos.
No, I understand. I'm talking about the Beis Yaakov.
The Beis Yaakov says you're not mechal Shabbos for him.
Right.
And the weekdays also, you don't do anything to stop the Yitzias and the Shama. On the weekdays,
weekdays also.
Now, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, here on page 7, he says, Advar Hayalda Hacholonis Bas Amiso, she is a young girl, she's not well. Gave her the Hadituachi to Sharchas Shom Shutekas Kol Yimei Chayeha. If we do a surgery, she could be what? Paralyzed. We have no civilization had solved our doors because that mutov vishar b'shev al tasa. So, if she could be paralyzed, we have own pasha bor davogav hashchaim shel mishutokim. לא עלינו, אינם חי, כלל חיים, לפי המושגים הפשוטים שלנו, וקשה מאוד כוח הסבל של החולה, וגם של מחפחתו, עם כל זאת, הינו מצווים גם חיוב ולשתדל מקום ועשה לרוחס חיים של משותוקים. So what? What is he saying? That we're מחויב to what? To keep the life going of Meshutok, what would you say? Is paralyzed or stroke? What would be the...
I thought it was mute.
Mute? Meaning what?
Meaning she won't be able to speak, like the word stroke.
No. What's the...
What the surgery is.
No, it means... More like paralyzed or like a stroke. Look it up. Meshutak. How's it in a Hebrew dictionary? How does it translate?
Meshutak means
it's a stroke.
Stroke, right? A stroke, right, Ferrari?
Yeah.
Yeah. He has a stroke. So he's... So he's like, he's paralyzed. So he says that still you have to keep the life going. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes very interesting. On the page 7 on the left side. We have no way of quantifying what is life. Shabbos, even for an old person that's mukashkin and he's a cheresh shoter gomer, and he can't do any mitzvah, and it's only his life is only a yoke on people. The gomer has bittul Torah mitzvahs, and those of the time ago are him. Asli medal, a few hachi mitzvah gedoli Israel ishtada lasok batzalosol. Mechala alav is a Shabbos. In other words, as Rav Shlomo Zalman says, life, you know, it's a hard thing to, is not quantified by productivity. Obviously, everyone wants to be productive his whole life, and everyone, Bez Hashem, should be productive. But he's saying, but if a person's not productive at all, so we don't say now, his life, there's a value of life even without productivity. It's hard to, you know, swallow that. But the concept of a value of life even without productivity. Still, you have to save his life and prolong his life. He says, "Oh, Yosef, he said, 'Nirlani has died. Shafila mecholah b'tzar harbe. Vovun kozeh shemitzad ha'alacha mitzvah lavakeh shalom sheyomos. Even though we might daven that he should die, that's the famous Ran. Because makom gam ba'oso shor shemavakeh shemitzpalu Hashem shacholah yomos gam kein chayev hu l'satzik b'tzaloso u'chal lavas haShabbos afilu b'kamep pa'amim." That was what Shlomo Zalman says. There's no contradiction. On one hand, you could daven that he should die, and the other hand, you have to do everything to keep him alive. So what your actions are and what your will is, in other words, you want Hashem decides to take his life. Hashem is the only one that could decide to take someone's life. It's not in our hands. So if it's Hashem decides to take someone's life, he takes someone's life. But on the other hand, you still... could daven that he should die. And then he says, "Uma ze osher muflog shu rogel b'chai osher." He says, "You have a wealthy people, a person. Chol ruchusho holach hasu shol v'nisraf v'omed v'roa eich sha'esh ochelus v'sorfa l'neged einav kol ruchusho." Right. In other words, you have a rich person whose his whole richness is going up in the flames, and he's going to be oni mechazer al psachim. I feel hoching gam rak lekamos. Also, I will be the kibbutz Shabbos havelim lachashen tzvichel gufa. It's still also. It's he can't he can't extinguish the fire. But then he says, he says he doesn't think you have to do a surgery on him, but he's, you know, but he still says that you, for sure you have to give him food. He says, look at the next again. Rabbi mislabdim b'shele zu shal tipul b'chol agosis. He shovim shem shemchalim shabbos avur chayi shokach v'chayim lav lachriach es achola al zeh. He who ain't obeilim al atzmo levater af al rega achas. In other words, you have to keep him alive. Ach b'stabashim acholah sovel mich'evim yisurim gedolim or afil sovel nefesh zach ma'ot choshvani shal.
He says you always have to give food and oxygen.
He says mutar limnoa mitrufas hagorma seva lachola im achola dorish hazeh. He says, but you can stop medicine if it's causing him pain, if the chola is asking for that. But if the chol is yirei shemayim and he has a lucid mind, lo nitrin of daid rotzo yimo lasmir lo shayofa shayachas b'tshuva b'ol ha-mazeh b'kol chayi olam haba. As he quotes the Gemara in Sota, she says, chus lisbol zayin shonim ha-shay lomos miyad.
Well, you have to be at a very high madrega. But if Shlomo Zalman is... is mashma that the right thing to do is mashma not like the Beis Yaakov. Not like the Beis Yaakov. And if you take a look in the Shevet Halevi, Rav Vosner, that he also talks about this question about a chola not lomus, and with there on page 10 on the right side, third line, with there hatav kfi amatzav enchum mitzias sheyochol heiti v'atzavol. So the question is, are you mechuyif to do things to help him, even though al pi derech hateva? It's and then he quotes the Ramah about the chopping of the wood, etc. So he quotes like the Be'er Halacha and the Tosas Anida that you mechal Shabbos for Gosses, not like the Beis Yaakov, like the Shvus Yaakov. He can, the Shvus Yaakov.
Yeah. And then he says. And he says, Ufizeh, on page 10 on the bottom on the left, Ufizeh, Yotzalano Nakuda Chadasha Bedinu Eidu, Dafopi, the Bestam Tipul, Besafek, Sakana, Chiv Gomor Min HaTorah, who, Afil Rubo Lamisim, Achiv Loder Sofek Loder Vadai, Mikomokha Begosis, Gagav, the Heed, the Chiv Lake, and Mikomokha Mutter, who, Vedocha Shabbos. Ufizeh, Hasa Shapir Gam Dinner Ramah, the Mutal Hasar Moneh, as you can take away the chopping of the wood, of a Kozab Mokam Dolom Mishazim Ali Dezel, Misrabim Yisurav. Gam named Chiv Nami Ika, because Mokam Kozadafkim Lo Digram Lo Yze Rebu. And then he talks about if it's going to be Yisurim, that could be different. That was Ramosha's thing. That whenever there's Yisurim, it could be different. And then there's. But
Then take a look now in the Yachal Yisrael. We'll stick with Yosha Moshe. In the Yachal Yisrael, that's Rav Lau, Shlomo Meir Lau, who was the chief rabbi, his father of the present chief rabbi. And he discusses this on page 17 and onward. He discusses this machlokas between the Beis Yaakov and the Shavus Yaakov. But he wants to say a chiddush within the Shavus Yaakov. Of what exactly is the Shavus Yaakov permitting? We say the Beis Yaakov says, you know, let him die. Because he's a goses. So he can't, the kumvasei, do anything, but. So page 20, he says like this. What are you doing to him when you're saying you could treat the goses? So he feels it's only something that you're giving him that's going to strengthen him, that's going to accomplish something to strengthen him. He says, but Stam, you're doing something to him that's not just keeping him alive, but not strengthening him. He thinks even the Shavus Yaakov would say that you don't have to do that. He's saying, because in other words, would the Shavus Yaakov say that, here, take a look on page 19. The Shuvus Shavus Yaakov cholek betokif al Beis Yaakov. Posik kedivrei Tosfos, from Chalom Shabbos al Gosef. V'hosif ha-Shavus Yaakov v'kosef v'masha kosef v'Beis Yaakov v'od da'osu l'akiv yitzias ha-nefesh shav shaboki l'asus v'fu l'chayisho v'am einu v'vade l'akiv yitzias ha-nefesh l'asus misha einu boki v'fu osu l'asus av'am misha boki v'fu l'mno b'enu g'sis l'fisho o l'mno b'menu as g'ram ha-misa v'ade d'mutu l'chalas ha-shabbos. So he says, well, so what's the Shavus Yaakov? The Shavus Yaakov says you have to. How does the Ramah fit in the Shavus Yaakov? Because the Shavus Yaakov says you keep a goyis alive. Again, not that like the Beis Yaakov. So why could you stop the chopping? We understand, according to the Beis Yaakov, he could stop the chopping because you're not mechuyev to do anything for him. Because he's dying. So you're not mechuyev to do anything. But so he says, yeah, look at the key line I want to show you here is on page 20. Baram, on the right side, Baram. Dvarim elu amurim rak im al yidei hatzala sha'osa yeshno shinoi be'etzem tivo shalachola. He says, in other words, when you're doing something, according to the Shavus Yaakov, for the goses, you're going to do something that's going to change the chola, to make him stronger. The makiv is hem shechayev. Vade shechovel asir. You have to take off the rubbish. Okay, chovel lein lasos hakol man chol el hamshitz chayev. Afil chayisha kol du. Chayisha even for a gosis. If he matzol he kefit tivo shol olam. Hayu lachilo lashkoso. Hey, kol mina refuas. Hoel valig de refuah. Yeshu shinu mahusi beguf atzmo biachas lemachala.
So if you do something that's strengthening him, and therefore he's living a little bit longer, so the Beis Yaakov says you don't have to do it, but the Shvus Yaakov, I mean, it could be the Beis Yaakov would say to give him food, but I don't know. But the Shvus Yaakov says, in other words, you're not going to strengthen him. But we're just doing something to, like we said before, the neurological thing is going to, you chop wood to keep, you know, him going. Ain't called mitzvah l'harich es hachayim. Well, mikra zeh lo nemra mitzvah sashav es gufo. It's only when you're going to do something that you could, that his body is going to get stronger to live a little longer. Davka basiyas refuah, second line on the left side. Kfi shehevi yeshvus yachol l'olach b'shem tosot hayu davka basiyas refuah ha-machazekes es haguf atzmo. Keneger ha-matzav bohu noson. So he's making a very interesting point. In other words, would the Shvus Yaakov say you have to hire people that to chop wood forever? In other words, we should have a rotation. The people should. In other words, the Ramah says he could stop it. So the Shvus Yaakov agrees to the Ramah. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that the chopping of the wood is not strengthening him. It's not. So that's not considered. In other words, the Beis Yaakov says there's no Inyan of Chai Shah for Goises. That's the Beis Yaakov. And then you're not Mechal Shabbos. The Shvus Yaakov says you are Mechal Shabbos. And there is Chai Shah. But it has to be something that you're doing to, that the Chai Shah is coming from the fact that he's getting inner strength. Not just a neurological thing that's happening, the noise that's keeping him going. Whereas that you could stop. That you could stop. So what Rav Lau is doing is he's making he's explaining that even though the Shvus Yaakov and the Beis Yaakov are arguing very much against each other, but he's making it a little bit closer to each other. He's making it a little bit closer to each other that if it's something that's not really strengthening his life, strengthening him as his inner being as a person, so then. He would. He would agree that's not called Chaye Shah, which is interesting. Then he writes here at the bottom of page 21. V'tshuvas Igros Moshe, despite Shavu'ot Dafas Shavu'os Yaakov, even Harofim Rach Marichan as Chaye Goses, today Litol Mimenu Evarim Lish. In other words, he's saying that he thinks even according to the base, the Shvus Yaakov, if they're only bimarik his life so they can remove his organs, but it's Yisurim, then they can't do that. Unless half of. And then he talks about the machlokas that we spoke about last week about Rav Zalman Nechemia, and Rav Zalman Nechemia discusses the possibility that if somebody is a goses, there's no chiyuv hatzala if he's if his life is meaningless. So you see that Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't work with such a concept of life is meaningless. Life is life.
But the fundamental machlokas here is the machlokas, the Beis Yaakov and the Shavus Yaakov, whether you're Mechal Shabbos for a Goises, and you save his life, you prolong his life. The Beis Yaakov says, no, let him die, and the Shavus Yaakov says, keep him alive. But he wants to say that but the Rav Lau's Kiddush is that even the Shavus Yaakov is only saying it in a situation where you could actually strengthen his life, but that's something that's not strengthening his life, it's just keeping him going so that he says differently. But this is a continuation, but the Tzitz Eliezer was not a proponent of the Beis Yaakov. But again, Rav Lau is explaining that even the Shavus Yaakov only it means that you're doing something that's going to keep him, you know, strengthening his body, that he can stay alive a little bit longer. So this is a very yisodistic machlokas here between the Shavus Yaakov and the Beis Yaakov on this topic. Okay, let me say, I can't see everyone, so I don't want to miss everyone. I see Nathan Bauer, good morning, and Ezra Hess, Stephen Jaffe, Dr. Fine, Rabbi Feldman, Rabbi Harari. Is Rabbi Levy's behind the screen here? Who else is here? Jacob Rocklin is here.
I'm there.
Rabbi Fine, Rabbi Levy, Rabbi Meir Kesselman.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, how are you? And Rabbi Levy, who else is here?
Ezra Hess.
Rabbi Hess, how are you?
I'm alive.
Yeah, good to see you. And who else? Anybody else is here? And Izzy Muller. Izzy? You were here before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here.
You're here? Okay. Who else is here that I didn't mention, that I didn't... Stephen Jaffe, how are you? Good to see you. Okay, Nathan, Penny Rapp is here. Okay, hopefully I'll get my thing. Okay, Reverend Harari, of course. Okay, so have a good day, and Bez Hashem, we'll see each other tomorrow, Bez Hashem.
Thank you.
Thank you.